This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the State Board of Equalization will meet on December 18th to consider the state revenue available for appropriation in the next legislative session, which begins in February. New revenue figures from the Office of Management and Enterprise Services will inform that discussion. What does the latest data on the state's general revenue fund show?
General revenue fund collections for the first 5 months of fiscal year 2026, the current fiscal year, stand at $3.2 billion. That is $85.4 million, or 2.7%, above the year-to-date estimate on which the budget is based, but $36.5 million, or 1.1% below collections from the same period in FY 2025. So that's not too hot, and it's not too cold, and it will be interesting to see what the outlook is for the next fiscal year.
The Legislative Compensation Board recently approved a significant increase in legislative pay. There had been considerable discussion pro and con on that, and now a legislator is planning to file a resolution that would change the process to determine lawmaker pay. What is Representative Rick West wanting to do?
West said Wednesday he will pursue legislation that would send to a vote of the people a state question regarding future legislative pay changes. The Legislative Compensation Board is established in the Oklahoma Constitution, so it would take a constitutional amendment to make this change. West said, "I made a promise to the people in my district that I would attempt to let them vote on whether or not legislators deserved a pay raise." Under West's plan, the Legislative Compensation Board would still make a recommendation on legislators' pay, but that recommendation would have to be approved by a vote of the people.
The State Election Board announced on Wednesday that independent voters will not be allowed to vote in party primary elections in 2026 and 2027. How did the Election Board reach that conclusion?
Well, it's really a matter of state law. Oklahoma has a modified closed primary system. So to participate in a party's primary or runoff primary, voters must register in that party. But in odd-numbered years, like this one, between November 1st and November 30th, state law allows all recognized political parties in Oklahoma the opportunity to open their primaries and runoff primaries to independent voters during the next two election years by notifying the State Election Board Secretary. According to State Election Board Secretary Paul Zierichs, he did not receive any notifications during the November 1 to November 30th window, and that means the Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian primaries will be closed for the upcoming 2 years.
Now, the State Democratic Party is challenging the Election Board's decision.
That's right. The Democratic Party indicated it informed the State Election Board in August, not November, when it held its statewide convention, that it would continue its practice of opening its primaries to independents. Aaron Brewer, the party's new chair, said they would work with the State Election Board to fix the problem of their primaries being closed and consult an attorney if necessary.
Sean, even though we're in the middle of the holiday season, there's work to do in the week ahead at the Capitol. So what are legislators doing now?
The House Appropriations and Budget Subcommittee on Natural Resources will hold budget hearings Tuesday and Wednesdays for the agencies it oversees, the first budget hearings in advance of the 2026 legislative session. The House Education Oversight Committee will hold a hearing Wednesday on school safety and the use of school safety funds. Senate Education Chair Adam Pugh already has filed a bill that would extend the appropriation of school safety funds into coming years. And of course, we've already talked about the State Equalization Board meeting on Thursday to certify the revenue estimate for fiscal year 2027. It is that revenue estimate that Governor Kevin Stitt, who chairs the board, will use for his last executive budget and the basis for his last State of the State address.
After the Equalization Board meets and when we reach the end of the week, what will happen at the Capitol during the remainder of the calendar year?
It will be pretty quiet with Christmas and New Year's coming up in those upcoming 2 weeks, but then we're back to budget hearings when the new year begins.
All right, Sean, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.